Star Ring, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Edward, the big wheel, the secret vault of Pine Ridge politics, practically was unmasked yesterday when his one and only war dealer, Cedric Wehunt, discovered who was the big boss. And when Cedric gets hold of a secret, it soon becomes general knowledge. However, Boss Edwards is pushing ahead with his plans for the new broom party with Abner as his chief candidate. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, has a miserable cold put a crimp in the way you feel lately? Well, if it has, remember your ABCs. The Alka-Seltzer ABCs for cold comfort. Here they are. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be wise. Get plenty of rest, watch your diet, dress warmly, and stay out of dress. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for the raw, raspy throat which so often goes with a cold. It's so soothing and effective. So make sure you have plenty on hand. Get a large economical package from your drugstore. It contains over three times as many tablets as the Get Acquainted size, yet costs only twice as much. Then follow the simple, pleasant Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. It's just as easy as ABC. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on a little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store talking on the telephone.
Yeah, well, that's fine, Earl. That's just dandy fine. Oh, that's all right. Just proud to have you in the new groom party. Yeah.
Say, Lum. Oh, excuse me. Never noticed you on the phone there.
Well, with the editor's machine behind you, Earl, I can practical guarantee you you'll get elected.
Get elected? Earl?
Yeah, you bet, Earl. I'll talk to you some more about this pretty soon. All right, old boy. Goodbye.
Just a minute, Lum. I heard that. I heard what you told Earl.
Well, whatever.
You can't get away with that. That's what of it. You didn't expect me back from a deliver so quick, did you?
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Just call Squire Stimps my campaign manager. Why, you've got so worth or you're going to drop me and run Earl Pomeroy again.
Oh, I see, for pity's sake.
Now, listen, this ain't no laughing matter, Mr. Big Wheels, or whoever you think you
are. Well,
now,
just calm yourself down, Evan, and you'll find out the facts about something before you go getting your back up over this way. I ain't running Earl Pomeroy again, you for mayor.
I heard you. You said you'd guarantee you got elected.
Sure I did, but that was just for tax collector.
See,
I'm trying to line up a lot of good candidates for you to run on a ticket.
Oh.
You want to have a good, strong ticket all the way down the line.
Yeah.
It'll help get you elected and help me afterwards, too.
What do you mean it'll help you?
Well, the more of my men I have in office, the more control I'll have over the town government. See, that's how us political bosses work.
Oh, yeah, I'm beginning to see. Who else is going to run on the new broom party ticket?
Well, I've got Dad Crockett lined up, the dog catcher.
Dad Crockett?
He's
got a dog. That's the slowest
human
I ever
rode
in my life.
Well, it's just sort of a political job.
Catching dogs?
No, the office of it is.
Well,
now, you wouldn't have no place in this town to put dogs even if you did catch them.
Yeah, well, you saved the town money, all right.
Now, I think I've talked Buford Adams into running for city clerk. He's well-liked in the community. He ought to get us some votes.
Yeah, he'll be a good one. He's friendly. Grandpappy Spear says, Buford always says hello when you meet him on the street. Grandpappa vote for him, and oh, he will.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get Will Spencer to run again Uncle Henry Lunsford for town marshal.
Well, now, Will Spencer wouldn't make no good town marshal, though.
I don't know. Now, don't forget, he owns the printing shop. If we got him in our party, we might be able to get him to print up all of our handbills free.
Oh, don't get that. I never thought about it.
Of course you never. Well, that's why the party needs a brainy boss like me. I'll tell you somebody else I'd like to get, and that's Ezra Seastrom to run for alderman.
Ezra Seastrom?
Yeah, he'd make a good alderman. About the richest fella in town, and I believe he'd make a pretty good donate to the party campaign fund.
Oh, yeah, he'll make a good alderman. Of course, I don't know whether he's going to be awful popular with the voters or not.
Oh, he'll be popular, all right. Don't forget this. He owns them grounds where the circus is always set up their tents when they come to town. And they generally give him a whole batch of passes to the circus. You know how everybody tries to get on the good side of Ezra along about that time.
Yeah, but there ain't no circus going to be in Pine Ridge this time of the year, Long.
Well, I thought about that, too. We might just accidentally get a rumor started. One of them's coming to town, though. Could happen, you know.
Yeah, could, I reckon.
Well, whether one comes or not, he'll make us about the best alderman of anybody I can think of.
Yeah, he's a good man. Yeah, yeah.
I better call him up right now and see if I can talk him into running.
Yeah, that's a good idea to do that. Wait a minute, Tolan. You can't go calling folks up that way. They'll know who you are.
Well, that's all right. I'll give up that idea of being a secret boss. I've dropped the big wheel.
You have, huh?
Yeah. Got to reading some history books, and I found out lots of other political bosses come right out flat-footed and said what they was. So I'm going to do it, too.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to do all my fighting right out in the open. Let everybody know exactly what's going on. That's the only way to run a political campaign.
You mean you ain't going to wear that mask no more?
Don't even mention that, Abner. Last night I had my mask on my way over to Mousy Gray's house to line him up for another ward healer, and that blame Henry Lunsford jumped out from behind a tree and arrested me.
Arrested you?
Yes, sir.
The big wheel?
Well, he tried to. I had an awful time convincing him who I was and what I was doing running around at night in a mask there.
Doggy, that left us all that.
Well, now, don't you breathe a word of this to nobody. If that gets around town, it might ruin my career as a political boss.
Well, maybe you better get Uncle Henry in a new broom party or he'll go around town at long.
No, I want to run him out of office to show him he can't do nothing like that to Boss Edwards.
Boss Edwards?
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to be known as from now on. That's my new name.
Right out in public?
Yes, sir. You can tell everybody you see that your campaign manager for mayor is being run by Boss Edwards.
What about Squire Shemp, though? He's still going ahead with plans for getting me votes from him. As far as he's concerned, he's still my campaign manager.
Well, I ain't worried about that. Here's what I've decided. It's better to have a fella like Squire on your own side where you can keep an eye on him. That's the best way to handle somebody like him.
Yeah, but who's my manager then, him or you?
Well, I am actual. That is, I'm head of the whole party, the big boss.
Oh.
I'll let him manage your part of the campaign, but he'll actually be working for me. I'm the one he'll get his orders from.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a good idea. That's better than having you fellas fussing at one another. More likely him and you get to fight and twist yourselves and forget all about me, and I never would get to be mayor.
Well, don't worry. Nothing like that'll happen. Long as I'm running the party and everybody in it. That reminds me. I better call Ezra and get him lined up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you got that Squire Shemp thing straightened out.
Well, you can just leave everything up to me.
I just couldn't bring myself to get Shutter Squire because he's got such good ideas for politics and such as that.
Hello, is that you, Ezra?
He's a brave man.
This is Boss Edwards.
For politics.
Boss Edwards. Mom Edwards. Yeah. Yeah. Well, say, Ezra, I was just lining up my candidates for the new broom party, and I was wondering if you'd consider running for alderman.
I had to call yourself Boss Broom.
Oh, you done considered it, huh? Well, good. Huh? Oh.
A big sleeper.
Well, Granny, we'd like to have you run on our ticket, though. Well, who talked to you? Uh-huh. Well, I'm sorrowful, Ezra. Love to have had you with us.
Huh.
Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Is he going to run on some other ticket?
Yeah, looks like there's another political party organizing in this town.
Who's back of it, Long?
Well, you didn't want to tell me.
Oh.
I bound you to Ezra yourself.
Ezra?
Yeah, that's more like the reason why he didn't want to talk about it. Trouble with him is he always wanted to get a lot of power for himself. Boss everybody and everything. I never did like that kind of a feller.
No, no.
Well, the thing to do is just get our campaign started and fight harder than ever. Granny's will show that, Ezra.
Wait a minute. Here comes my manager, Long.
Oh, Squire.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. I'm going to give him some orders and get him started work on some of my ideas.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, howdy, Squire, old boy.
Well,
come right
hello,
in here.
Hello. How's our mayor today?
Oh, pretty good, Squire, I reckon.
Glad you dropped over, Squire, because I want to have a talk with you.
Yes, well, Long, I wonder if we can do that a little later on. I've got some business to talk over with Abner right now about the campaign and all, you know.
Yeah, well, that's sort of what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, well, Long, if it's that you still want to run for park superintendent, I'm sorry, but I've already got someone else for that post. However, when I have time, I might be able to figure out some other little office we can run you for.
Well, now, just a minute, Squire.
I'm sorry, Lum. If you'd have spoken up the other day, I'd have been more than glad to get you in as park superintendent. You know that. But now, don't worry. I'll take care of you all right some way. Now, Abner, I've got some good news. I've got a good, strong ticket lined up to run with you.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you've got a strong ticket lined up?
Just what I said, Lum. I've got some good, strong candidates for every post. Will Spencer for city clerk. Ezra Seastrong for all
of them. Ezra Seastrong?
Yes. Now, please don't bother me for a while, Lum. I've got quite a few matters I want to discuss with Abner here. Come along, Abner. Maybe we'd better go back to the feed room.
Well, just a minute, Squaw. I reckon I'll stay right here.
What? What's that, Abner?
See, Squire, Lum is ahead covering my campaign, and anything you've got to say to me, well, you have to say it to him, too.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait just a minute, Abner. Let's get things straight here right now. I've built a party, I've selected a candidate, and I'm laying out the whole program. And I can't be bothered with any inexperienced politicians.
Are you referring to me?
Now, look, Abner, this is a great opportunity for you. With my party behind you, you're as good as in the mayor's office right now. And that's the only way that you can do it, is with the party. Now then, are you with me?
Well,
Look, Abner, I want you to get that job. Nothing else matters.
Well, Squire, here's my answer. The only way I'll run for office is to have Lum for my campaign manager on that task.
All right, if that's the way you want it, Abner, that's the way it'll be. But let me warn you, my party will sweep into office whoever I select to run against you. Well, good day, gentlemen. Good day.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, well. Oh, I don't care. Glad I done it. Didn't want to be mayor, no way.
You want to be mayor?
No.
Well, you're going to be. Granny's mean you're going to put on the dad-blamedest campaign this town's ever saw. This is just what I need to get me into the fightness mood. The new broom party will sweep this town right off.
It looks as though the fight is on with a reshuffling of party lines and a new incentive for political battle. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, it's always wise to eat slowly. And of course, sometimes hurry and worry will make you rush through a meal. And then you're in for real trouble. You see, rushing through a meal often leads to disagreeable acid indigestion. And that's where Alka-Seltzer comes in. Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of prompt relief that's hard to beat. It helps sweeten the sour acid stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often accompanies an upset stomach. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. Only Miles Laboratories know how to compound Alka-Seltzer according to a secret scientific process. You can get its fast relief in any drugstore. Remember, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. So ask your druggist for a large 60-cent package today. Yes, for disagreeable acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.